This is Morning Edition on KCUR 89.3. What should a successful 24-year-old know? That's the question that top Kansas education officials are debating following a tour of the state this summer. But asking is the easy part. The difficulty is going to come in figuring out how to actually teach some of those skills. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, the discussion that could forever change education in Kansas today comes to Olathe.
First, know this. The discussion in Kansas is far loftier than how to teach math or reading. It's at the 50,000-foot level, maybe even 100,000 feet. The big question boils down to this. What's the best mix of academics and soft skills like agreeableness, teamwork, and emotional stability?
Think about what that does to our economy in Kansas. Think about what that does to drive the middle class in Kansas.
That State Education Commissioner Randy Watson unveiling the results of his statewide tour. He met with parents, teachers, administrators, and business owners. In fact, Watson says, they made an extra trip around Kansas to make sure business had a proper voice. And this is what they heard.
Do you hear your businesses in your hometown say, if we can just get people to show up, give us a good work ethic? That's what this is, and that's what Kansans told us, too.
And that's pretty much what they heard from the president of the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce, Larry McElwain.
So tell me what you told the State Department of Education officials.
They need to make sure that education is more in tune with making sure these kids come out of high school ready for the workforce if they choose to do that.
For 43 years, McElwain ran a funeral home in Lawrence, and he says he hired a lot of people, teenagers to cut the lawn, retired people to greet mourners. He says just before he sold the business, he noticed a change in his younger employees.
I could see that things were slipping as far as how to interview, how to put together a resume, how to know what to ask and what not to ask.
Education Commissioner Watson says when they sifted through the data, they were floored to find that only 23% of business owners said academics were most important. 70%, he says, zeroed in on those soft skills. So Kansas businesses, and other Kansans too, want schools to teach kids to be better problem solvers, to better communicate, to essentially be workplace ready.
I would say we're not moving away from academics at all, but we also have that skill set that we want to have embedded in all of that.
Jessica Dane is Assistant Superintendent of Teaching and Learning in the Olathe School District. She says these soft skills have been part of the program in Olathe for years.
We do professional development on it. It's an art, it's a craft, and it's important to have. And we feel like some of those strategies of keeping the kids talking to each other, taking turns listening, as well as speaking their mind, is a great start to meet those goals.
But businesses say it's only a start. Randy Watson says chores and part-time work have been replaced with extracurricular activities, whether that's band or basketball. McElwain agrees.
And you learn a lot of things in those first jobs about how to communicate, how to be there on time, how to get along with your fellow workers, how to look for something to do and not wait for somebody to tell you what to do.
One other survey result that's also worth mentioning, and that's how many Kansans, Commissioner Watson says, mentioned family skills and social tolerance.
This is another one of the ahas, I think, for us as we worked with the state board, is how many times Kansans said, you need to give back to others, we have to have better citizenship, and that's important to us for successful young people.
Perhaps the most difficult aspect of all of this is how to measure agreeableness or teamwork. Those who control the purse strings will certainly demand accountability. That and all of these other changes will be on the table for discussion and debate when educators meet later this morning in Olathe. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.